Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. A judicial review of the tikanga-based process used to allocate CNI forest land amongst eight iwi has found an adjudication panel made decisions outside its statutory powers and failed to allocate the land on the basis of mana whenua interests. High Court Justice Cheryl Gwynn says the decision can't go back to the panel because two of the three members have died, so she asked the parties to explore options for resolution which uphold the integrity of the underlying treaty settlement. Under the 2008 settlement, 176,000 hectares of central North Island forest land, including the Kangaroa Forest, was transferred to a company owned by the eight iwi, along with $223 million in accumulated rentals. Because of the number of overlapping interests in the blocks, an adjudication panel was appointed at the end of 2013, consisting of Moana Jackson, Wayne Ngata, and Stahu Potiki. The panel presented its decision in June of 2014, but this was appealed by Ngāti Manua, which said it failed to finish the job of allocating the land. Justice Gwynn has given the iwi until November the 1st to either come up with a resolution or ask for the appointment of a new adjudication panel. A year on from the government's apology for the Dawn Raids of the 1970s, a Tongan community leader says the process of healing it unleashed is working. The apology led by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and was followed by initiatives including scholarships and the inclusion in the school curriculum of material on how immigration policies were enforced in a discriminatory way against workers from the Pacific Islands. Tongan Advisory Council Chair Malino Maka says many younger Pasifika people didn't know the history. Even his own grandchildren didn't believe him when he tried to tell them about how his aunt screamed when he was grabbed by police early on February the 1st, 1976.
It's really hard for me just to really open up to my whānau who were actually born in Aotearoa, because I think that they're still trying to process what we went through, you know. Hopefully for the future, that will never happen in Aotearoa. And then
Malino Maka. And Facebook owner Meta is backing a program run by the Māori business network Whariki to train rangatahi Māori for jobs in digital marketing. Whariki chair Heta Hudson says Māori account for just 4% of tech employees in this country. The two-month Te Matatahi program should give about 30 rangatahi experience and tools to work in the field, as well as connections with Māori sector leaders and influencers.
We've been working with Meta probably for the last almost 2.5 years. We started our discussions around them about supporting small Māori businesses through their Boost with Facebook program. And so this is just a logical progression around how we can work with these companies that have access to all these tools and access to these opportunities to bring that stuff closer to our communities.
Heta Hudson. Applications for Te Matatahi close on August the 12th for an August 29 start. And Te Homa, that's Wātea News.